from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. When Ontario Health Minister Sylvia Jones yesterday announced funding for 19 homeless and addiction recovery treatment hubs, the one for Cochrane District was not included. It's intended for the former Ramada Inn on Riverside Drive in Timmins. Mayor Michelle Boileau, who chairs the Cochrane District Services Board, says it goes without saying that there's a level of disappointment.
Essentially, it means now that it's back to the drawing board. We reconvene as a table, as a board, as community partners, and try to determine what the best path forward is now.
While it still hopes for funding, Boileau says the board will look at temporary alternative uses for the building. The annual traveling exhibit of the Northern Ontario Art Association makes a two-week stop in Iroquois Falls beginning on Monday. Ansonville Art Club member Janet Reed doesn't know yet what exactly will be on exhibit. She says it's usually mostly painting, and every piece is an adjudicated winner.
If you're a member of a club, you can enter a piece, one piece per person, and the show starts traveling in September. They usually pick up to 40 pieces to go in the show.
Even if your piece isn't selected, Reed says you get a valuable critique from the judges. The show opens Monday night at 7 in the Student Success Room at IFSS, the former school library. It's then open weekdays until Friday, February 14th, between 3 and 5 and 7 and 9. The McIntyre Community Center is expected to get the rubber stamp from City Council tonight, approving its designation as a municipal heritage property. The arena was opened in 1938 by the McIntyre Mine. The entire complex is now owned by City Hall. Council begins its meeting with the closed session at 5 o'clock, followed by the regular meeting set for 5:30. Note that time in case you want to watch on TV or the live stream. Prime Minister Trudeau will use his last few days in office to fill as many as 10 vacancies in the Senate. The Independent Advisory Board for Senate Appointments has sent a list of potential appointees to Trudeau's office. He doesn't have to follow those suggestions. Of the 97 current members, 76 are Trudeau appointees. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says the opening should stay vacant until after the next federal election.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.